There is a time to bid goodbye to the old and the ordinary, and to awaken the beauty within. That time is now. It is time to wake up and take charge of life. Awaken to a new way of thinking. Awakening with Brahma Kumaris.
Namaskar. Welcome to Awakening with Brahma Kumaris with Sister Shivani.
Om Shanti.
Om Shanti. Sister, last episode I was asking you about filling in love so that I can vibrate love and all that. And then we concluded on the point of not being critical.
Judgmental.
Okay, judgmental. So what is the difference between judgmental and critical? You mean to say if I pass any judgment on anybody or I criticize, don't I love that person?
At that moment, no.
Why?
Because at that moment I'm sending them energy which is not healthy for them.
And there is nothing called healthy criticism?
Negativity can never be healthy. Not for me and not for them.
But I heard this statement somewhere.
Constructive criticism.
Healthy criticism, healthy.
Yeah, like you have healthy stress and good ego. So healthy criticism, belief systems. Let's ask ourselves, when we are being criticized, how does it feel?
Sometimes I ask people, why don't you let me know what is wrong in this scene of mine? Where was I wrong? What did I do in my performance? And sometimes I feel bad, but most of the time, no.
That's in your act. We're talking of you as a person.
In real life?
Yeah.
Well, I feel depressed and I will low, I sink.
And if someone appreciates us?
Just the opposite.
Yeah. Just the other day we were sitting with you and your wife. And we were having a nice conversation. And for your good, she was being very, very...
Concerned.
Very concerned.
Loyal.
Very concerned.
Loving.
But in that, with the intention of concern, but the method was a little critical. Because she was pointing out a little of your weaknesses with the pure intention. You're going to start working on them. And then at the end of 2 hours, you said, the whole evening, you have only criticized me. Did you find nothing to appreciate?
Not even one point.
Not even one point. And so then she moved back. Because then she realized that what I have been doing and saying for your good, suddenly it hasn't brought that good result. And this happens with everybody. It happens with absolutely everybody. When we are criticizing them, we think we're doing it for their good. And we're quite liberal with our criticism. Especially between parent and child. Parents are very liberal with their criticism for children.
Because we feel, we're very proud of it. We say we love you, that's why we're doing it. We don't do it to neighbors.
If you love someone, what's the food that you will give them to eat?
Love.
It has to be healthy, nourishing, empowering, energizing. Not the food, not the energy which is depleting, demotivating and depressing at times.
Well, it depends on... Maybe, yeah, even if I say it very sweetly.
No, it's not about saying.
The manner.
It's about thinking first and feeling.
Okay. You mean to say when I am criticizing my child, my thought goes to him. Aura to aura, thought to thought. My energy goes to him.
And once I've sent that critical energy, even though I say the words very politically correct, polite and soft, but they've already, the energy is already transmitted and it's going to hurt. So we need to be very careful with our words and our thoughts and our energy when we are working with people.
Actually, more than words is the, as you said, thoughts. We should be very clear about our thoughts and the energy we transmit first, because that goes first, then he...
Yeah, because it's 25 to 30 thoughts per minute, and the speed of thoughts, energy, is much faster than sound energy. So
probably,
your thoughts have come to me first, and then your words come much later. But the thoughts have already triggered a thought here.
Yeah, but Sister Shivani, probably to a child, a father or a mother or a parent, wants to say something from maybe the last 20 days or months. And he's been sending that energy and sending, and finally, when he's ready to speak to the child, he's already sent it so much of negativity. Now we've got to better speak to him, because I thought he might change by now, or some friends will say something, that thing is happening, okay, now I'll have to do something. Okay, then you try to act out a sweet smile and all that. So for last 10, 20, 30 days, that has already been going to him.
Already been receiving that energy.
Yeah.
And it's not just thoughts, we are very verbal also with our criticism. We receive huge number of emails from children, young, not very little ones, the young ones who are in their 20s and above, saying we don't even feel like going home at the end of the day. Because we know once we enter, they will start off. And if you talk to the parent, they'll say, we are saying it to them for their good. But we're not seeing the effect it has on the opposite person. At the Brahma Kumaris, the seniors, they have this very beautiful way of working with all of us. This is huge army of brothers and sisters doing so much of work in such a big organization. So obviously everyone carries their whole set of sanskars, personality traits, strengths, weaknesses, everything. So when any of the seniors, the dadis, when they're talking to us, they will first highlight our qualities. Not flattery.
The real ones.
The real ones, which they genuinely appreciate in us. And they'll say, you know what? You're so good with this quality. It's amazing the way you've inculcated this quality in yourself. This is beautiful. This is the way it should be. And they will just go on for 5 minutes, 10 minutes. And at the end of 10 minutes, they will say, you know what? If you just take care of this one thing also, it would be wonderful. Full stop.
First, they give you so much of energy that that little thing will not break you down.
Because I first empower the other person, I make them understand their potential, give them the strength, the energy, and let's just tell them this one little thing which they can try out more and leave it to that. And then that soul has got that energy now to be able to work on that one thing. Whereas we are doing the opposite most of the time. We are very little with our appreciation. And we are very liberal with our criticism. Because what is there to appreciate? Obviously I appreciate. Obviously this is good about them.
I've heard so many people in my life, so many of them, you laugh at the statement of theirs. Yeah, they say, I cannot tell you on your face, you know. It's not right to tell you on your face. But I always wanted to tell you that you are a fantastic actor. But it's not right to praise somebody on the face. Dimag kharab ho jata na.
This is a very common belief system.
If you praise me directly, what am I going to do?
Because to you, they're only going to say things to you which are good for you and which is their criticism. Because they want to change you. And they'll say it's for your good. But I can tell someone, but it's not telling which is needed. Let's say, suppose you're trying to work on your temper. Suppose you get angry very often. You already know it. You just need no one to tell you that. No one. You don't need a single person to tell you that if you want to do it.
But sometimes they say, I should make him realize that he has this kind of
temper.
No
one can make me realize anything. No one. That's why the want to change and the why to change has to come from within. Somebody could probably share with me how to change, but not the want to change and the why to change.
Sister Shivani, I think there are at least some percentage of people who honestly do not know when they are wrong.
Yes, but if they do not know, tell them how much you want, They might nod when they're before you. Finally, at the end of the day, they still feel they're right. So this is not something that can be done with people. Never.
So they have to realize themselves. See, and want like it.
They want it, and they know why they want to do it. If you want to work on your temper, your anger, the last thing that you need is people around you to say to you, you shouldn't be getting so angry. You shouldn't be getting so angry. This is not the way to behave. This is not the way to talk. I'm already trying to work on it. I'm trying to raise and transform my energy of anger. I'm trying to change towards peace. And here it is. Everyone sending me this energy. You shouldn't be getting so angry. You shouldn't be talking like this. You shouldn't be doing this like this. And that sanskar only gets reinforced.
You know why I'm laughing? It reminds me of my wife. When I put on weight, I am looking at the weighing machine. As it is, I'm upset when I'm wearing my trousers. I'm getting angry and I'm thinking what to do. Okay, I won't eat this. I'm so upset with myself for indulging in food and the holiday. And then she comes and says, don't you think you should be losing weight? You're putting on... Then I can't stand it. Then
this is what it is.
I know about it and I'm worried. I'm already...
You know what's the energy you need at that time instead? What's the energy that's needed at that time? You're worried. You're already angry with yourself. This is not the energy of transformation. So someone, family and friends, need to give energy of love and acceptance so that you get that energy to work on yourself. Because you have to do the work. No one else can do it.
Love and acceptance feels okay.
It's cool. Fine. It's fine. So what if you've put on so much weight? And then I'm still going to work on losing my weight. It's energy which we need from people around us because we're still not able to create it on our own. Unfortunately, the closest people are giving us the contradicting energy to what we need. Let's say, suppose you want to work on your anger. So instead of saying, you shouldn't be getting angry, you shouldn't be getting angry. It could be, you know what, you've changed so much. Look at where you were and look at where you've reached. This is absolutely amazing. How did you do this? And which is true. Again, it doesn't have to be flattery. It's what I genuinely feel. Then I'll be sending the right energy. If I don't feel that and I'm saying it, then it's no use. Waste of time. If I genuinely feel, it's just that I have to shift my focus to that side. I have to shift my focus to the quality of that person. You've done so much. Earlier you would get angry for the smallest of things. Nowadays, hardly. Amazing. How did you do this? That's the energy.
You shift to this place when you stop criticizing. The moment you stop criticizing, then you can see, oh, he's been doing this. At least let me congratulate him.
Yes.
I mean, first he used to drink every night, then once in 2 days, and twice a week, then once in a month, and that's great.
What amazing willpower.
Yeah.
Lovely determination. How did you do this? Even I want to inculcate this quality. This is genuine appreciation. And when I'm able to appreciate my child, my partner, my friend like this, I'm empowering them. We have to understand people do not need advice. They already know what they want to do. They need power. No one, even your child, knows what he has to do, what he doesn't have to do. But it's sanskar which he's not able to change. You know, it's like, suppose I have a sanskar of anger in me, and now you want to help me. So what do you have to do? That's already there. It's there on my slate. And you want to help me to reduce my anger. So what do you have to do? You are going to help me to rub this printing, na? And to rub this printing, what energy you'll have to create on this?
Love.
Peace and love. But you keep telling me, don't get angry. Don't get angry. You should be working on your temper. Is this the way to be?
Reconfirming.
I'm creating more on it.
Stamping more and more.
You're scribbling with me on my slate.
I'm telling you, you are an angry man. You can never change.
No, but every time you say it, and it reinforces my thought, I'm scribbling more on the slate. Your role as a friend was to rub my slate. And that's how we all together, so-called family, friends and well-wishers, are actually reinforcing the same sanskar which we want to finish.
As a friend, instead of writing, rub it, no?
Rub it. That here, rub it means the energy that you send. You know, it's not the words that you use. Sometimes we take care of what we are saying to each other, but we are not taking care of what we are thinking about each other. That thinking is energy which is writing on my slate. It's very, very, very subtle. And
that's
every
right.
time I'm criticizing, especially with children, we have to be so careful with children. While they're growing up, we're criticizing them, and which means we're sending them negative energy. They are growing. They are developing their self-confidence. They're still developing their self-esteem. And we tell them, you're like this, you're like this, you're like this. And the child believes the parent blindly. Whatever the parent says is true. So every time the parent criticizes a child, he's actually programming into the child, this is what you are, this is who you are, and the energy that he gives. Parents are fundamental in reducing self-esteem of children when they're doing this.
How sad. That is why they like neighbors, uncles, grandparents, nannies, daddies, because they have in the course of time, they have understood how to, you know,
empower
a child.
Absolutely. And because they accept that child. But the parents will say, oh, if I do not criticize, then it's not good for the child, because they will say criticism is healthy. It's like, you know, a plant is growing in your garden and you go every day and stamp it like this. That is criticism. Every day we will go and stamp it like this, that little plant which is trying to grow in my garden. This is very, very, very important.
That is what I've been asking you. I want to be full of love. I want to learn.
Just try today. I'm not to criticize anyone. I will only look at their qualities, appreciate, accept, and if I want to tell them something, it'll just be one line. That's all, and full stop, because they know the rest of the story. They know it. Everyone knows it. So I will focus on giving the energy of acceptance, appreciation, and love. And if I have to tell them something, just one line. That's all. Not a constant every few days. You still haven't changed. You still haven't changed.
And there's one very common line in Mumbai. He'll never change. So much with confidence and faith, he won't change.
This is the worst stamping we can do on anyone. This is like total trampling. We can just walk over the person. Somebody is trying to change. That means he's trying to grow, trying to move up. And then you say, you'll never change. Or you think like that, that you'll never change.
And in a family, I've heard people saying, parents telling between two children, father, mother will say, go to the bank, and father will say, no, he'll spoil the work, don't send him.
Yes. This is happening the whole day. Whole day you are telling the child, you are no good. You are no good, you just can't do it. I don't know what your future is going to be like. The world will cheat on you. You're not smart enough.
This must be the curse, the old days we read in the old books. So-and-so cursed him, so-and-so cursed...
Vibrations.
Shrap.
Either you can
give blessings... You're cursing the child, actually.
Yes.
Because, and that means you're telling him, cursing him so badly that it happens.
It will happen because it's energy. It's energy which determines the personality of the child. The child is still growing. It's still developing. Whichever energy we send them, they will grow in that direction. So it's going to be either love and blessings or criticism like this. And we can even go to the extent of physically beating them. And we'll say it's for their good. It's for disciplining them. Otherwise they'll never learn.
I've seen some directors, Sister Shivani, who never get angry if an actor is late. They won't even do this much of this. Hey, hi, you've come, you're looking nice, man. Come on, get ready. Here's the scene. You will love this scene. Oh, it's so beautiful. Come on, I'm happy. Oh, did you see your new dress? It's fabulous. Come on, get ready. How that man, he forgets his sorries, he forgets it. How beautiful this quality is.
Because you've suddenly made the other person very comfortable. Because the one who's coming late is already a little guilty about that. He knows he's late, he knows he's kept a lot of people waiting. And then when he enters, he knows he might have to face a reaction. So he's already creating that negative energy. And one arrow of positive energy from you, things have changed.
Not only with him, even surrounding everything.
Yes.
And the thing works, and you, whatever late, you make up that time.
And we thought that unless we say it to them they're late, how will they ever learn?
Mm.
We're always thinking what I should say to people so that they will learn. It's actually now in this case, if you don't say anything to them and you just accept them like this, this means you respect them. They respect you. The next time they'll definitely try to be on time. But if they are late, they've made a mistake. You shout at them. You've done your part.
Then he'll tell why.
No, it's quit. I made a mistake. You shouted at me. Quit. Next time I'm still free to come late.
Mm.
It's quit. I made one mistake. You made the other. So fine. The game
is over. He keeps quiet. He'll say, I owe you one.
Yes. It is. Because you respected me, even though I had made a mistake. So I owe it to you now. This is how we transform. First transform ourselves, the others will change. But if you say, no, I have to teach him, and then we'll say, every day I say the same thing to him, but he still never comes on time.
Why don't teach these kind of subjects to children? It comes to my mind every time I talk to you. I think it should be taught from childhood.
It should be, actually. The art of thinking, feeling, believing.
We used to have a kind of subject called models, when model science, models, you know, small parables.
See, again, even today, parents are teaching us morals, teachers are teaching us morals, but they have to be inculcating them and believing them in their life. I went to a school, it was an international school, and there were 2,000 children, and the children had given the topic, can honesty bring success? It was their topic. Can we be successful if we are honest in life? Soft, very innocent. 1 hour conversation with them, talked about it, and after 1 hour, yes, 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 we are going to be honest, definitely. They went to their classes. They were little ones, 6, 7 standard. All the teachers came. So we don't think it's possible to be successful being honest today. I said, okay, let's go to the class again. It took 1 hour to take them towards honesty can be success. It'll take half an hour to go back in the other direction. And we say, no, honesty doesn't work. So they say, no, 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 you're not supposed to say that to them. To them you're supposed to say, honesty works. Honesty is the best policy. So it's not going to happen. And then we're saying, why are our children not inculcating the morals and the values we're teaching them? Because first, we don't believe in them. Second, we don't live by them. So we're not transmitting the energy, we're just speaking about them. How will it work? Some children say to us that if we are fighting, siblings are fighting, the parents are shouting at us. What about when they are fighting?
Huh?
It's true. What right do you have to shout at us because we are fighting, and what are you doing?
They said that?
Yes. So then?
It's just eye-opener.
So if you're both allowed to fight, what's the problem? They're not going to learn by lectures and talks. And actually that's why we don't have to teach children much. We just have to be it. You be it, live by it, that energy reaches out to them, they become it.
I'm shocked. The children said, what about you parents fighting with each other? You always teach us, and what about you? You have the right to fight?
That's true.
And we're going on teaching the children what to do and what not to do.
Don't shout. And when we're telling them don't shout, we shout at them saying don't shout. Is this the way to talk? We'll talk rudely to them and say, is this the way to talk?
So beautiful, sister. It was lovely talking to you on these subjects, and happiness unlimited is actually unlimited. When you have unlimited love in you. And as you say, we have so much of power, so much of bliss abundance. We are children of, as they say, a child of abundance. I am a child of abundance, abundance of love, abundance of peace, abundance of knowledge. And if I want to, as you say, if I really want to, I can do anything. Tomorrow I'm going to use my telephone for every 1 hour to remind me of being peaceful and
not criticizing anyone.
And tomorrow. Not criticizing anyone. Let's do a small meditation.
Let's sit comfortably. Every day as I deal with my children, my partner and friends, let me take care that the energy I radiate, the thoughts that I create about them, is an energy which empowers, an energy of appreciation and acceptance. It empowers everyone I meet. Let me see myself the entire day, taking care, paying attention, come what may, no criticism, verbal or internal, no criticism today. Only acceptance, appreciation, and unconditional love. This is the energy that supports and empowers me and everyone around me. It's the energy I love and everyone loves around me. Because I am a loveful being. Om Shanti.
Om Shanti.
Criticism disempowers, demotivates people. Appreciation empowers and energizes them. Let us be aware that our thoughts should be as sweet as the words we use with people. But speak only a few sentences per minute. Thoughts are more in number and travel faster than our words. Let us be liberal with our appreciation, because it gives people the energy to realize and transform their weaknesses. We cannot make people realize their weaknesses. What to change and why to change can be realized by each one only for themselves. Everyone has knowledge. They do not need advice. They need power to change their sanskars. That power comes from our love and appreciation. Every thought and word we send out to a little child is being used by them to create an image of themselves, that is, their self-esteem. If you wish to discuss your problem, or have a question to ask, or want to know your nearest Rajyoga Meditation Center, write to us at awakeningwithbks@gmail.com or call us on 0999 99 744 555.
I'm a peaceful soul. Shanti Om. I'm a peaceful soul. Ye dwani mangal dwani hai. Oh Shanti Om. This sound is a sacred Shanti.